Adam subhanahu wa ta'ala. But between him and matters of insan and matters of deen, there we have to judge. For example, if the person is appointed as the imam, now we have to see he's a suitable person that is appointed as imam. Person is taken as a person's sheikh, then we have to see that this person is a suitable person to be a sheikh. There we have to judge. Where a person is chosen as a person's companion, a sati for traveling, or as a friend and as an example and as a role model for the society, then we have to see that the person that is chosen as a role model for the society, he is an appropriate person. So their deen is asking us, فَانْزُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ Look, be judgmental, see who you're taking as far as your matters of deen are concerned. Next part of the hadith, كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ Every Muslim, these three things are haram upon him, دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ So these three things upon his brother are haram. One is his wealth, one is his honor, and the other is his respect. In no way he should ever take his respect, his wealth, or any type of blood away. In other words, he shouldn't enter into any type of dispute. So this is a hadith, a beautiful hadith, considering the background coming from Sahaba. Today's hadith is a short one. And Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you is a true believer. لا يؤمن means not, doesn't mean a person is not a believer, it means he's not a true believer. He's not a true believer until he loves for himself, he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. In other words, if he loves something for himself, he loves it for his brother. The true test of this really comes not when a person says, I like something, so I like this for my brother, or I like a nice car, then I like the same car for my brother, I like this type of food, or this type of clothing, etc., so I like it. The true test comes when a person now goes into a dissolution, it goes, for example, as partners now, and they're splitting up. And now, each partner wants a certain share, I want this property, I want this investment, I want to take this for myself, the other partner wants to take the same thing. So now at that time, at that dissolution, this is the true test of this hadith. That do you love for your brother what you love for yourself? In other words, I'm happy if he has to take that. If he wants to take this property, he wants to take this investment, he wants to take this and go, I'm happy because I'm happy for my brother what I'm happy for myself. So this is the true test. Or another example of this is, for example, we all sharing in something, we all inherited something, and now in that inheritance, people... Some might feel that they want this particular item, they want that item, or somebody is similar to that partnership solution, where a person now has to make a choice, he's very, very happy. He says, no, I'm happy for my brother, what I'm happy for myself. So the real test, asset test of this hadith comes when they join the ownership in something and both people want it. So here we should always think of this hadith and see to what extent that we love for our brothers what we love for ourselves. Then ulama also explain under this, that like how we like that we must go into Jannah also, we should like that all our brothers go into Jannah. In fact, ulama explained to such an extent for the kafir also, although they say is la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna li akhihi, that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. They say it even applies to kufar in the matter of a person is desirous. That kafir also goes to Jannah, like how I can go to Jannah. So he's also desirous for a non-Muslim, that he must also go to Jannah. So this is the love he has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that love for the whole ummah, that we also love for them exactly what we are striving and hoping for ourselves. We are very fortunate we've got a Masura Jamaat in our masjid that will be here today and tomorrow. So those brothers that have time to try and participate and send the women folk for the program that will be taking place, we should try and participate. JazakAllah subhanAllah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbil mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.